Now, let's go to Paris, where the Olympic Games are continuing. And already, just 2 days into the Games, there's plenty happening. Damien O'Mara is in the City of Lights for us. And Damien, the whole country talking about Antoine Dupont and the Rugby Sevens after the gold win last night.
Yeah, certainly. Justin, afternoon to you. He is the face of these Olympics. It's slightly odd that he's the person who I think is going to personify much of what is good about these games from a French perspective. And his gold medal event took place on the opening day. But the sevens, which got underway on Wednesday in advance of the opening ceremony concluding last night, Fiji had been back-to-back gold medal champions. They've been unbeaten in sevens rugby since it was reintroduced in the Rio Games back in 2016. But Dupont came on and completely changed the game from a French perspective last night to lead them to victory. And his is the face that we are looking at from the newspapers this morning, and his is the face I think that a lot of people will associate with these games for quite some time,
and delighting the home crowds. Now, despite assurances from the city authorities and the city's mayor that the River Seine would be clean enough to host the games, that doesn't seem to be the case this morning.
Yeah, the sun is shining today, but we've had 2 days of very, very heavy rain. People who Paris have tried to turn the city into a venue. And as you watch the games and enjoy the games on television over the coming days, you will notice that, you know, the Eiffel Tower, the beach volleyball is on there. Versailles is staging the equestrian today. The Seine is to host some of the open water swimming and the triathlon swimming. They've spent 1.4 billion euro to try and introduce a new treatment system to allow the water to be swimmable or the river to be swimmable. The pollution levels, though, have increased significantly over the course of the last 48 hours. Tests carried out yesterday haven't met world triathlon requirements. So there's a little bit of a question mark over whether or not the Seine can be used for the triathlon this coming Tuesday.
Damien, before we get to the Irish action, all eyes today on Simone Biles, the American gymnast who's back in action today and delighting crowds. And I'm told that she landed her Yuchenko double pike on the vault earlier. I'm told that by my editor, Elaine, who follows these things closely. But lots of attention on her.
Yeah, and you know, she spoke very openly. People may remember she was to be the big star of the Tokyo Games and basically got what in golfing terms you would describe as the yips, got a kind of a discoordinating feeling when she was in the air and withdrew from the competitions in Tokyo. An awful lot of focus on where she would return today. The US delegation have been out in subdivision 2 of the women's qualification for the artistic gymnastics, and when you look at the individual results, she is head and shoulders above everybody else. Any questions that I think were to be asked about where she was at? She recorded a total of 59.566 today. She's three and a half points clear in the overall total from her nearest competitor. It's USA 1-2-3, but Simone Biles, without any shadow of a doubt, was the star of it, and I think has pretty definitively answered any questions as to whether or not she could recreate the form that people expected of her in advance of the Games.
Now, plenty of Irish action today. Tell us first about the boxing and Aidan Walsh.
Yeah, disappointing result for Aidan Walsh. Tokyo bronze medalist, beaten on a split decision. He was docked points in the third round for use of his head. He was beaten in the men's 71 kilo round of 32 by a French opponent. He was pretty magnanimous afterwards, Aidan, about the result. I think it could have gone realistically either way. That points deduction, I think, in the third round really did decide the bout. We've Gráinne Walsh in action in the women's 66 kilo later, and Jack Marley, about whom people are there's a little bit of quiet optimism around Jack Marley. He's in the men's 92 kilo around 7:30 this evening.
And in the pool, Mona McSharry, and on the water, Auroras were in action as well.
Yeah, Mona McSharry second in her heat, the third fastest qualifier for tonight's semi-final in the women's 100 metres breaststroke, the second fastest swim in that discipline of her career. She's back in the semi-final at 8:10. We've had a busy morning at the Val de Marne Nautical Stadium for the rowing. The highlight for a lot of people, Paul O'Donovan, Fintan McCarthy, gold medalists last time around. They won their heat by 7.65 seconds, overall ranked fifth. It was a slow heat. They're back in action in the lightweight men's double sculls on Tuesday. Afra Kyo and Fiona Murta second in the women's pair. They'll go to the semi-finals on Wednesday. Ross Corrigan, Nathan Timoney in the men's pair third to advance to their semi-finals. A remarkable race, less than half a second between the opening four. Ireland took the last semi-final place by just 0.02 of a second over the Swiss. Margaret Cremin and Aoife Casey into the repechage in the women's lightweight double sculls, and Emily Hegarty, Natalie Long, Emer Lam and Imogen Magner third in their heat. They go into the repechage in the women's four.
Okay, plenty to look forward to. And then And just finally then, Damien, we had equestrian action this morning and we've got Rugby Sevens later.
Yeah, Rugby Sevens underway in about an hour's time. Ireland against Great Britain and South Africa today in Pool B of the women's competition. The equestrian today is team and individual eventing. If we look at that, Austin O'Connor, Colorado Blue, 10th overall a short time ago. Sarah Ennis, an action lady, 23rd overall. Susanna Berry and Wellfields Lincoln, 30th. Ireland, 3rd in the team standings, but they go out in reverse order, so this will change considerably over the course of the next hour or so as the more highly fancied riders and partnerships emerge.
All right, Damien, that's great. A feast of sport to gorge yourself on for the day ahead. Thank you for that, for joining us from Paris.